And the objects in this room are basically all what, collectively, they're called?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. And the piece of furniture that a lot of people can sit on is called?
Sofa.
Is that the same as a couch?
Yes.
Okay. And a piece of furniture about this high with lots of drawers, and you put your socks in it, is called?
Just drawers.
Okay. How about a smaller piece that you have maybe a drawer on each side, and you can sit there, and then there's a mirror?
Vanity.
Okay. And something that you carry water around outside has a handle?
Bucket.
Mm-hmm. Now, buckets can be made out of what materials?
Metal or plastic.
And the metal that it can be made out of? Or is usually made out of?
Aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's that that kind of roof that makes a lot of noise when it rains?
Tin.
Mm-hmm. And when you wash dishes by hand, you have to use what to wash them?
Dishcloth.
Okay. And to dry them, you would use what?
Towel.
Okay. People dry themselves off with what?
Towels.
Okay, and you turn on the
faucet.
Mm-hmm. And what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
Mm-hmm. And you would heat water up on the stove for tea in a
tea kettle.
Mm-hmm. And you would cook an egg on top of the stove in a
skillet.
Okay, is that the same as a frying pan?
Yes.
Okay, and a makeshift lamp. Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp made out of a bottle with a rag for a wick and then some liquid fuel inside?
Oh, kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Is there a name for the lamp? I kind of think this is a rural term. I don't know if city people really know this.
I can't think of it right now.
You've never heard of a flambeau or a pine torch?
Vaguely, but I would never remember to call it that.
Okay. Another liquid fuel that you might burn in a lamp would be, besides kerosene, would be? No idea. I know, we don't have those kind of lamps usually.
What is it?
Well, what, when you go to the service station, you ask them to check the
flame.
Well, they check that they have a
oil.
Mm-hmm. And a fuel that you burn in your fireplace, well, you wouldn't burn it, but some people do. It's a black, chunky fuel. It's called
coal?
Mm-hmm. Mm. A bed that you make up on the floor is called
pallet.
Uh-huh. And what's your word for a heavy bed cover?
Comfort.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a sugan?
Vaguely.
A sugan is a range blanket, and I think they use them in Colorado. Have you ever heard that?
No,
in relation to that? Okay. Now, to cover a pillow, you would use a
pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. And when the light goes out, you want to change
the bulb.
Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on
TV.
Or the long version of that is
VCR. Television.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you want to protect your clothes when you're cooking, you wear a
apron.
Mm-hmm. And if it's cold outside, you want to put on your
coat.
Mm-hmm. And if you you use a cloth to blow your nose with, it's called
handkerchief.
Uh-huh. And there's a different kind of cloth that you would use to wipe the sweat off your brow, or you might tie it around your head.
Sweatband.
Okay. Or like those cloths, sometimes they're red.
Bandanas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, clothes you would wear to work out in the garden, you'd call those what?
Work clothes.
Okay. And clothes that you put away until the cold months?
Winter.
Okay.